It's Beatmaking Lab time now. You've heard us talking about it before, right? North Carolina musicians Pierce Freelon and Stephen Levitin are teaching students around the globe how to produce hip-hop beats. Their latest project is in Ethiopia. Freelon and Levitin will be going there soon to check on the students. This week, they issued this challenge to the Beatmaking Lab participants.
Everyone, imagine that you're from a different country or maybe even a different planet from the people around you. The only way you can communicate is by making a sound and a bodily motion. For example, and that's the only way we can communicate with each other. I'll say,
Okay, I can imagine that. People think I'm from a different planet anyway. Stephen Levitin joins us now from WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. So interesting challenge this week, Stephen. Students had to make one sound and a body gesture to communicate with each other. So what is your sound and your body gesture?
Okay. Okay, now you got to share your sound.
All right. I don't really have anything as sophisticated as that. How about just humana, 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 humana,
tack, ticket, ticket, skack. So then we got to do it together.
Okay. Ready?
And then we got to combine them. All right.
Two, one. Humana, humana,
ticket, ticket,
humana, 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 humana.
So you imagine if we didn't speak the same language, we would be smiling pretty hard right now. I mean, as we are speaking the same language.
I am smiling pretty hard. So what do we get out of this?
It's just a way for us to communicate, for us to get into a creative, open space pretty immediately that, you know, even if we spoke the same language, words can't do.
And it seems to be more than just an icebreaker at this point. This is getting into real beat making, right?
It is getting into beat making. When you sit down at the computer, you're not thinking of scales or theory. You're just thinking of nodding your head to that music in your mind and sounding it out either with your mouth or your hands or, you know, programming it. So this is the first step in getting creative. You have to be in a creative space to make beats. It's like uncomfortable. It's silly. It's fun. And by the end, you know, it feels like we're at summer camp and everyone, you know, loves each other.
And Stephen, remind us just how hardwired beatboxing is to hip-hop.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge part of hip-hop. Just like DJs scratching on a record, it's beatboxing is a really unique form in hip-hop. And it's a really fun way to make music. You don't need to buy anything. You just have your sounds of your mouth and body to make it happen.
Humana, humana. So what's what's next? When do you head back to Ethiopia?
We head back with IntraHealth November 10th through the 17th for the family planning conference, and we're going to be reconnecting with Galila and a lot of the students that you've seen in the episodes. We'll be checking in on their progress, the successes, the failures. We're really excited just to see how we can improve and help and support what's going on there.
And we'll be checking in with you one more time before you head off, and also when you're in Addis as well. And let's go out with a little beatboxing from Razel, former member and beatboxer with The Roots, in a track called If Your Mother Only Knew. Stephen Levitin, a.k.a. Applejuice Kid, one half of the team behind the Beatmaking Lab. Thanks a lot, and talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
If your mother only knew that you was trying to get with me. If your mother only knew. If your mother